to another episode of the Double Comma Club with your host, Nicole Ruth of the Ruth Team, the number one lending team in Colorado.
In this episode of the Double Comma Club, we welcome a special guest, Steph Schock, who joined us at our recent Agent Ignite class that we did via Zoom. Listen in for some great tips for agents to easily transition into a new way of doing business while still offering great service. Get ready. You may need to stretch yourself, but it's worth it. I cannot wait. I am so excited to have you join us. Thank you so much for doing that.
Hi, guys. I am so excited to be here with you. And I also want to say that that was an enormous amount of information. And that's all the information that you need in order to keep your buyers and sellers informed. So I see that this is being recorded. If there's anything you missed out on, and let it out. Okay? It's okay if you're going to get stressed, but you got to balance that with stress control. And I'm going to get into that in 1 second. I really want to kind of introduce who I am, because understandably, you might be like, who is this woman? Some of you don't know who I am, so I'm going to share that with you now. All right. This is my history in real estate. That's what you're looking at right now. And it's kind of fitting that I'm speaking today, because that part in the middle is $30 million in gross sales. I did that 2 years consecutively and then moved to the Bahamas and sold luxury homes. My last contract signing was on a yacht. A celebrity chef handed me a steak and a glass of wine while I watched someone sign off on a $2 million villa. And that is not how my business started. In fact, I was near eviction in around 2008, where the market really was affecting the real estate landscape, and agents were dropping like flies. So if there's anyone who can speak to the effects of a recession on their business as a real estate broker, it's me. I was an agent at the time. But how is it I went from near eviction to tripling my income during the biggest decline in the real estate industry in my lifetime? Well, I had to stay abundant. I could not shift into scarcity. I actually took more risks with my business during that time than I did before it. It's as if it was a wake-up call. Things are not normal. Things are shifting. That's what you're experiencing right now. I had to lean into my creativity. I had to think outside the box. I also didn't have much money, so I had to do things that didn't require money. And boom, next thing you know, I tripled my income. $30 million in gross sales 2 years in a row. And yes, moving to the Bahamas was amazing, but I'm not a full-time realtor anymore. I'm still a licensed broker in New York State for the sake of my referrals. But now I am a full-time certified performance coach. When I moved to Denver, I immediately got into coaching. I'm also a contributing writer to Inman. I have 5 online courses for agents at every level of this business, from rookies to people who own brokerages, and coaching, training, and speaking all across the country, but mostly here in Colorado. And I wrote a book about my history in real estate, because nobody believes what happened to me. So I had to tell this story. It's like a 130-page book. You can buy it on Amazon, but today I'm going to give it away for free. You get a free copy of my book when you stay till the very end of this. I'm going to give you a link and the coupon code so that you can get yourself a free copy. But let's talk about what's going on. Y'all are sitting around in your sweatpants right now because you're stuck inside. You're probably homeschooling while also negotiating deals. So that is why it's never been a more important time to get very clear about what this looks like for you. And what I've noticed, let me see the chat box. You might not be able to see questions as we go. Don't worry, we will answer them later. But you got to take care of yourself right now, and you've got to take care of the people in your life. So I know that all of us are in a panic to keep our buyers and sellers in the market, keeping them positive. But right now what they need is what I call calm leadership, is what's been really coming up for me lately, especially when I'm talking to the agents that I coach. It's like you got to be a calm leader. That's what people need right now. And I know some agents say, well, I'm more like a therapist or a consultant. I tell people you need to shift into a sales mentality and be a leader for your clients, because that's what they need to get to the closing table. And that's what they need to stay in a market that seems really volatile. But if you're not taking care of yourself first, then they're not going to get that calm leader out of you. So as I move forward in this segment, I'm going to speak to what that looks like, either in social media or how you're talking to people, and the energy you're putting out into the world. Okay? So first of all, stay informative. I mean, that goes without saying. I found this, an agent posted this on Facebook yesterday, and it covered how things are just kind of staying the same. Now, granted, that's where we are today. Things are going to change rapidly, and this article that they posted might be irrelevant in a matter of a week. But right now, this is what people need to see. So the importance of leadership in a space of uncertainty is by providing information that Nicole shared with you, but also what you see online and posting it. You don't have to be the originator of this information. You don't have to talk like you have a crystal ball about what's going to happen to the market. You do want to share what's happening out in the world. So this is a good example. I think this article is on 5280. Denver's housing market remains steady despite the virus fears. Whenever you see something like this, grab it and post it on your social media feeds. You can even send these things to people in an email. So if you have a buyer or seller that's panicking, send them a link. Send them an email saying, I can go into more detail about this, but I think this article also gives a lot of information. So that they will see that you are keeping on top of what's happening in the marketplace. Yes, I'm sitting in my sweatpants. I'm seeing that. Nicole, you can only see my yes. Well, I'm just going to say it. Sweatpants. That's what's happening. I'm professional from the neck up, or from the waist up. All right. Okay, so Facebook Live is booming. This woman fascinates me. She has something called Posts from the Porsche. So if you have a Porsche, get inside it and start posting. So she kind of went into more detail on... I want to see where, yeah, I have notes on her. She was talking about not just real estate. She wanted to be more helpful about how you can leverage this. So she actually talked about how to make payments outside of, you know, your mortgage. So I've listened to her for a while. I thought she was very informative. She had a lot of people show up. She had people asking her questions, but she was very proactive in like the energy of solution. I like that. That's a good terminology, right? Be energetic with your solutions. Like I am right now. Like I'm helping you and I want to pull you into a conversation. So if you're doing Facebook Live, it's not enough to just sit there and talk. Ask people, what are you seeing right now? What are you feeling right now? They will respond. They will say something on Facebook Live. And something I also want to say, a lot of people are nervous about doing video, but we've already discovered, and you've heard this before, that video is actually more effective than any other form of marketing right now, because you are establishing rapport really quickly through eye contact. People can see you, they hear your tone of voice, and they have a celebrity experience. And they start thinking that they know you. Have you ever, I've run into celebrities when I lived in New York on the street all the time. And there's a moment where I actually feel like, oh, I know that person. And then I have to recalibrate and realize that's Robert De Niro. I don't know Robert De Niro. But for a second there, I felt like I know him because I've seen his face so much, but I've heard him talking. I've seen him in motion. That is the power of video. So if right now you're thinking, well, I don't know what I would talk about on Facebook Live, you now have a topic. So my recommendation is grab whatever headline is popping up for you and start sharing your take on it. Because agents are doing this. I'm friends with over 4,000 real estate agents, and I'm seeing all of their posts coming up, and they're doing live videos about this topic. So be part of the noise. Okay. Don't get lost in it. Be a part of the noise. Now, something I want to recommend that you do is Facebook Live split screen interviews. So similar to podcasting, you don't have to be in the same room as someone. And this could be anybody from do an interview with an inspector, do an interview with a title rep, do an interview with Nicole. And I know that Nicole's probably going to get a lot of requests now to do interviews. But if you go on Facebook Live and you ask lenders questions, then people will say, wow, look at that agent. She's providing information for me through her lender. So I'm getting the real deal information, not just a real estate agent who has an opinion about the lending landscape. It's actually a lender that she's asking questions to. And let me know in comments, because I can see you guys, if that resonates with you. Is that something you would do today? So let's remember what I said earlier about me, how I tripled my income during a recession. And I said it took risks. And luckily, those risks didn't cost me any money. This is free. Facebook Live is free. And if you're thinking, I can't do video, I don't like video, this is the risk. These are the risks you need to start taking so that you can get ahead of this instead of trailing behind it. And if other realtors are doing this, why are you not? You will start competing with the agents that are doing this. And that's me aggressively telling you to step up and be a part of the conversation instead of the fear and the hiding. Guys, the reason why social media is going to blow up tenfold right now is because people are working from home. Usually when they're in their offices, they can't do social media. Now it's all people are going to be looking at. People do want a sense of community and information. And you can provide that by getting in the conversation. How do you live split screen? That's the question. So first of all, you cannot do, or at least I'm 99% certain, you cannot do Facebook Live via Safari. So that's the first thing. I had to learn the hard way. I did a split screen with an investor, a man who does fix and flips. I didn't know that Safari wouldn't provide that. I had to do Chrome. So make sure that when you go into Facebook Live or Facebook, open it in Chrome. There is the live video option, and you can email me on this if you want more details. Click live video, start the video, and then invite the person in to the conversation. Another thing, when you are in your screen, you want to be holding it this way before you click live, go live. If you do it this way, it won't properly, effectively split your screen. So open up the Facebook app. You can use this with your phone as well. I recommend, I use my laptop for longer interviews because I don't like the, if the camera moves, people get annoyed. So if you're doing it on your phone, know this, you got to go into the app and then turn it sideways before you click live, or else you won't be able to split screen with the person. And you invite them into the conversation. And I think you can only do one, but I think maybe you can do more. You might need to do some research on that. But frankly, just doing an interview with one person is good enough. You can stagger these maybe once a week, do an interview with another person in the industry. Yeah, we need to learn how to do. Guys, I have learned so many things from YouTube. I learned how to play a ukulele through YouTube. So if you're thinking, well, I don't know how to do this, I'm telling you that YouTube is a godsend. Another free way to learn a free way to learn something or take a risk. You can go live to FB through Zoom. Very cool. Yeah, very good. All right. So guys, in that comment section, we're getting information, but this is a technique that I'd like you to lean into. also it kind of feels good to do a video with someone so that not it's not all the pressures on you to be entertaining. That person will be able to kind of balance it with you. And also do an announcement earlier in the day. So if you're going to do your interview around 1, go in on around 9 a.m. and say, hey, everyone, I am interviewing so-and-so at 1 o'clock. I look forward to having you here, but keep your eyes peeled for a video from me. All right, moving on. All right, first-time home buyer. Some of these things I don't even see agents doing this now, but I've noticed that events are being moved to the internet. So if you're thinking, well, I was supposed to do a first-time home buyers event, or I was supposed to host a book club, you can move these things to an online platform like Zoom. You're doing Zoom right now. So you're already learning how to use this platform. Use it for your business. Because I haven't checked it in a while, but I hear it's skyrocketing because this is now a way to communicate when we're stuck in quarantine. Okay? So first-time home buyer event online can be similar to a webinar. I've used Webinar Jam for my webinars. I've used Zoom. You basically invite people, you send them emails reminding them it's coming, and you got to, there's usually a 30% conversion rate. So for every 100 people say they're going to show up, expect 30 people to actually come. So you've got to really pump those. You got to really lean into your marketing skills and use lots of pictures, really market it like you would any event. And you can even put it on Eventbrite and people will get the link from you and then have them show up at a certain time. Maybe do slides, do a presentation similar to what you're looking at now. I've done all these slides on Canva. And I made these in the last 24 hours, which is why they're not very glitzy looking. But this is how you can give visual aids. And frankly, you could do not just a first-time homebuyers event, but if you want to speak to the industry at this moment, you could do an event about how the virus is affecting the real estate industry. Partner this with your lender, and boom, similar to Facebook Live, you've got an audience of people. Okay? Do a giveaway, like everyone who shows up gets a $25 Starbucks card at the end. So keep them until the end and give them a freebie so they actually show up and stay for all the information.
And that's a good place for a break. We'll be back in just a minute.
Your home purchase has a long-term impact on your ability to build financial wealth. We at the Ruth Team will continue to be alongside you well beyond the closing date. Whether helping to refinance a loan, transitioning to your next home, or building multi-generational wealth through investments, we are committed to finding you solutions other lenders can't or simply won't. We look forward to helping you build wealth through real estate by generating passive income for a more financially secure future. Get started today by visiting theruthteam.com. That's theruethteam.com, your resource for helping you build wealth through real estate.
And let's continue the conversation.
So we got to soften the blows right now, not trigger people, not stimulate confusion and agitation. Another no-no. Let's maybe pull back from open house behavior. It's not a good idea to promote something that involves a bunch of people showing up to a closed environment. Granted, I'm sure all of you are thinking, duh, but for those of you who are planning on open houses anytime soon, I want you to pivot on that, and I want you to see or try other creative ways to sell property without getting a bunch of people packed into a house, touching things, breathing it. Your sellers won't appreciate it. If your sellers insists on doing an open house, which I rarely find, explain to them that this is not the time and that private showing should be done. Have hand sanitizer with you. Have signage. I'm not kidding. I would do this myself. Put a piece of paper taped to one wall in every room so that when they enter, it will say, please do not touch anything in this room, because we forget. People are forgetful. How many times have you been told to not touch your face? You've probably touched your face 10 times since I started speaking. So this is something you have to remind people. Please don't touch the items in this house. Okay. I have 2 open houses that are vacant, so I am going to hold them. I'm not going to chastise that, but like I said, signage in every room, sanitary, like, you know, gels or what have you, provide antidotes. At the end of the day, do open houses actually sell homes? Well, the percentage is greater on private viewings, but I have sold 2 homes through open houses. So I sold 2 condos actually with some of the agents that are watching right now, and I thank them very much because they did an amazing job. I sold 2 condos here in Denver through an open house experience. The person came to an open house. Open houses typically are for the benefit of the agent. They're great for rookies, which is why I'm a little worried about the rookies in the coming year. Getting face-to-face is what all rookies have to do in order to build their business, whether it's networking events or open houses. So right now, we're going to be a little limited. Really help your rookie friends out the best you can, because this is not going to be easy for them. I wish I could give some really to the rookies out there watching. I love giving good news, but right now I'm telling you, you're going to have to step up in big ways through your social media platforms, because the ways that that rookies usually get out and about and build their business are going to be a little bit limited for a little while. So if you don't do an open house, how do you sell a home? Well, you can use methods that are currently being used, which is video. Guys, you do not have to hire a company. You can do this stuff with your phone. I recommend getting a motion steady camera handle for your phone so that that jostling effect annoys people. They will stop looking at a video. Just get a motion stabilizer. I have one called Smoove, and I use it often, and that just it makes it look professional even when it isn't. Stick your phone in there, walk around the house, and this is how you will be showing property. A friend of mine who actually has a business in doing virtual tours and walkthroughs, he got a spike of 20 phone calls just in the last week. So this is what agents that are pivoting quickly or ahead of the curve are already starting to book video in order to sell their homes. And I recommend reaching out to people who do floor plans. Get accurate measurements and put those floor plans online so that people can purchase a home without necessarily having to see it. So we're going to have 2 things that will spike that you will see the outcome of probably a year from now. I have seen online that what will spike is going to be divorce rates in addition to babies. And so people who have had enough, I hate using that terminology, are going to evaluate, they're going to start taking divorce a little bit more seriously. So they're stuck at home with each other in quarantine, tensions will rise, and there is potential for divorce to increase. That's a part of the housing market. So you might get a call or many in the coming months, but know this, and this is advice I was given when I was brokering in New York. Anybody who reaches out to you in the early stages of divorce probably is not ready to actually do anything for a year. They have to split assets. There's a lot involved. And I heard many horror stories from agents saying, oh, I took this person out. They think they're going to get a divorce. And you end up giving someone a tour of homes for like 2 months. And then they're like, I can't even buy anything until a year. So just be very cognizant with your qualifying skills to make sure that, you know, I think it's just people in the heat of the moment might want to look at homes, but that doesn't mean they're ready. So really what I'm forecasting in the potential rise in divorce, is that a year from now we will see home sales increase or more buyers in the marketplace. Home Depot has a program for floor plans. MediaMax and Virtuance are other floor plan options. I just saw this morning. A man went to Italy with his mistress and reportedly caught coronavirus. I'm just trying to keep it light, guys. Italy is probably not the place anybody wants to be when they're cheating on their spouse. But who knows, maybe he's from Colorado and his wife will want to buy a home soon. Baby boom. So yes, right now people are stuck. The marriages that are not doing so well are probably going to lead to divorce, and the marriages that are doing great are going to lead to babies. So a year from now, we might see some baby booming happening. I don't need to explain to you guys the birds and the bees. We all know how this happens. Trap people indoors through like a power outage or through viral pandemics. And then boom, you have a lot of babies. But guys, back to the mindset that you need to have right now as I wrap up. And I'm about to give you guys a free copy of my book, Mindset, Scarcity versus Abundance. So naturally, you might shift into some level of scarcity when you are reading the news or when you're around your friends and family. People aren't always using the right terminology when it comes to these moments, and it can accelerate your scarcity mindset. That is not a place you want to be in. So scarcity in real estate is there are more than enough buyers and sellers. They are out there. Real estate will always continue. Am I going to be the one doing the deals, or am I going to be the one in the background who's in scarcity mode? And that's when your anxiety increases. So right now, more than ever, you need to meditate. Serious. You've heard it 100 times. People keep telling you to meditate. People keep telling you to take a deep breath. But if there's ever been a time where we need to soften the stress of what's coming or happening, it is to silence the mind. Take a deep breath. Do it now with me. Just all of you. Take a deep inhale. On 5-second count, hold for 5 seconds. And exhale for 11. This is a breathing technique that has been found to help people sleep. It has been found to really reduce stress. It's not enough to breathe. You want to do it consciously. So this is a method that will help you stay calm through whatever stress you might be feeling. If you're curious, I have a bunch of online courses. I have 5. One of them is called Soundbar, and it's meditation soundbars for realtors. It covers all the mindsets a real estate agent needs in order to stay calm. And frankly, right now, could there be a better time to do this? I have leadership, abundance, authenticity, confidence. I call it power broker. And there's like 8 others. These are all methods on how to visualize yourself into a space of success. So if you're curious about it, I want you to reach out to me, steph@stephshock.com. That is how you contact me if you're curious about coaching or my online courses. But today, so this book tells the story of how I went from a near eviction to selling luxury homes. And it covers the mindset of the power brokers that I worked alongside, and I also became one in New York. You will be able to, that is it for today.
Well, that was fantastic, Steph. Thank you so much. I mean, it is about being creative. It's about stepping outside what your normal looks like, right? And starting to see how can I think differently? How can I be a positive influence to my clients, to my family, to myself? How do I lift myself up? And I was thinking about this as you were talking as far as what's the messaging we want. And all of a sudden I started thinking, I was like, okay, how flipping tired are all these people going to be of their homes in 3 and 4 weeks? Like, if this isn't an opportunity for you guys to all reach out and go, you were talking about upgrading 6 months ago. Now might be the right time. And they'd be like, get me out of this house. So just thinking differently, right? Making it fun, keeping it light, being positive, being educating. They need stability now more than ever. How can you help? How can you aid? And how can you support them in keeping their home and all that equity that they've built? Well, you guys know where to reach me. Next month, we're doing it again. We've got building an investment empire between now and then. I am not stopping just because I'm locked up inside. So if there's anything I can do to support you, hey, you know what? I know a good lender. And now I know a fantastic business coach. Steph, thanks so much.
Absolutely. I'm thrilled to have been here. Thank you for having me.
You've been listening to The Double Comma Club. Never miss an episode. Subscribe at thedoublecommaclub.com or your favorite podcast venue to hear more success stories. Get free tips on how you can get on the path to becoming a millionaire through real estate at any age. If you enjoyed this, you might also enjoy our YouTube channel. Just look for The Ruth Team on YouTube or visit our site, theruthteam.com.